Remo's spacecraft flies towards the big blue pearl that is planet Earth. A million stars shine in the sky above Nashville Nights in Nashville, Tennessee. A small nightclub with broken neon lights depicting a kicking cowboy boot. One particular bright star in the sky slowly gets bigger and brighter with a purple hue around it as it enters Earth's atmosphere. We hear the crackle of a radio picking up a transmission. Remo's gloved hand adjusts the dial, tuning in to Jenna's voice, filtering out all the crackles of other stations.
How can I erase that look on your face when everything I say is wrong? How can we survive? Keep us alive.
He looks at the back of his glove, at the image of Jenna. Jenna is standing on stage, singing to a drunken, rough crowd of rednecks. Behind her are several male band members in their 20s and 30s in jeans, cowboy hats, and casual attire. Jenna herself is dressed in a white blouse, tight jeans, and cowboy boots, playing an acoustic guitar.
The meaning of a better love.
The star in the sky continues towards Earth as thunder rumbles in the clouds.
Last night I took a walk. In my head I heard the talk. How you're taking me to school. Soon I'll be on my knees.
You can get on your knees for me, darling.
Only a few customers at the front are even listening to Jenna or the band. At the back of the club, tall, blonde Lance Dalton, in his 30s, watches Jenna. He wears a cowboy hat, jacket, and jeans. Lance glares at two drunk rednecks. Jenna raises an eyebrow and looks bothered, but keeps singing. Lance smiles broadly, catching her attention, pointing to his smile, reminding her to put on a happy face. Jenna smiles back, keeping up the facade, but then notices Lance pinch the butt of a waitress walking by with a tray.
It's time to realize the joke's on me. That the cruelest lies are the ones you can't see.
Suddenly, the two rednecks start shoving each other.
Hey, that's my beer.
Get your hands off. It's mine.
Clyde smashes the beer bottle over Rufus's head, and a rowdy fight breaks out, with other brawlers joining in. Lance ducks a flying chair and moves away from the bar. Bouncers charge in and grab the two drunk rednecks, hauling them out of the club, bashing open the door using their heads. The rednecks tumble out onto the wet concrete. It's pouring torrential rain. They swing a few punches, and then give up. Yet, while the whole area gets drenched, there is a strangely circular dry patch in the middle of the parking lot. Unnoticed by the rednecks, Remo's ship is hovering in the darkness about 30 feet above the ground, acting like an umbrella. Its reflective surface mirrors the black night's sky and blends in, camouflaged. Lightning flashes across the sky, illuminating the flying saucer. Back inside,
find me a better.
Lance tries to encourage a better reaction from the crowd.
Thanks.
She turns to her band.
Thanks, guys.
Jenna steps down from the stage, and Lance approaches with a smarmy grin.
You did great, babe. Just great.